Welcome to Catholic Current, where we discuss our faith and give you an update on events affecting the Church in the United States. From Washington, D.C., I'm Mara Moser. Every year, the Church in the United States takes up a collection to support dioceses and parishes here in our country that cannot provide basic pastoral services to Catholics without outside help. The Church in the United States has sent missionaries overseas to serve the people of other countries. The Home Mission Appeal gives that same kind of support to dioceses and parishes here in the United States. In fact, nearly 40% of U.S. dioceses are considered home missions. Today, we are speaking with Kathy McCarthy of the Diocese of Gallup, a mission diocese in New Mexico. Thank you very much, Kathy, for joining us here on Catholic Current. We're talking today about the Catholic Home Missions Appeal, and one of the beneficiaries of the appeal has been the Diocese of Gallup. Just to start, would you tell us a little bit about the diocese?
We're the poorest diocese of the United States. We're one of the largest. Our state covers 55,000 square miles, so the size of New York State or the size of Illinois, and we only have 33 priests to serve us. Any qualifier that you have that indicates a mission diocese, we have here in the Diocese of Gallup, and it's we have them to the nth degree, and that's just the fact. We are the poor serving the poor like Pope Francis wants us to be.
Wow, it sounds like you must have some incredible challenges there in the diocese. What are some of the needs that the church is addressing there?
Oh gosh.
It's a lot. The main
need is what everyone suffers in the church, right? There are not enough laborers in the vineyard, so we need priests. The Franciscans who served so ably for over 100 years are also reduced in vocations, so they're leaving more and more parishes and missions to the Diocese of Gallup per se. The diocese, as opposed to covering these parishes, we have to cover them, which means these people, whenever the order supported the Franciscans in their missionary work, now the diocese has to, and we already are poor. Our chancery office reflects the poverty there. You have every people often say you have to wear several hats, but in our chancery, we carry along with us several offices, each one person. And on the parish level, a priest may have, most of the priests have several parishes and missions to cover. Some of them cover up to 4,000 square miles a weekend in their parishes, or if they're visiting or the sick and whatever. We just need priests, and to be able to supply for the priest living costs, that's probably the main problem we have in our diocese. But the poverty of the people, they're beautiful people. We live in an area where there are many, many cultures. Each of the Native American cultures have their own distinct culture. And on top of that, we have Spanish colonial descendants from 300 years ago. We have immigration from the south of the border. We have Anglos. We have Asian. In the town of Gallup, which is not the largest town in the diocese, is like a little mini city with all these ethnic groups, but unlike major cities where you have Little Italy over there and another Asian area here, we are all together. And for good and for ill, we bump into each other, but we've learned to also get along. And it's actually a very beautiful place to live and to raise your children, because they learn to get along with many, many different cultures and ethnic beliefs. But it's very, very poor. And the most common thing I hear when people say, "You live in Gallup?" "Oh, I drove through there once." So that's because it's pretty much off of I-40 right now. So, yeah. But the people on the parish level, when you get off of I-40 and you get into the deeper of the parts of the diocese, you see extreme poverty. Most of the people don't have running water. They have to carry it in. There isn't a lot of, many of the homes don't have electricity. very often very generous people will send shipments of clothes, and many of the parishes have their own little thrift shops and food pantries. But if you give people a lot of the clothes in the wintertime, they'll just be burning them. As a matter of fact, I just heard a priest say, who has just moved to a Native American, a Navajo reservation. He went close to one home. He was going by to one home, and he was passing by another, and he smelled a terrible smell. Turned out, he found out from the neighbor, they were burning sneakers for warmth, literally. So we are the poorest. It's coming from the East Coast. I was shocked. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. I knew a lot of history about the East Coast, and I knew about the West Coast. I had no idea we had people in our diocese living in the conditions they do in our country. It was actually pretty stunning.
You mentioned the Catholic Home Missions Appeal, Kathy. What are some of the ways that the funds from the Catholic Home Missions Appeal has helped support the diocese? And if you have any stories you can share, that would be wonderful as well.
Sure. The funds that we request from Catholic Home Missions mainly go to help support the priests. And since the pandemic, of course, everything has gone downhill. Fewer people go to church. The Native Americans were hit so hard with the pandemic. We were the only town in Gallup, the only town of the whole United States that was actually shut down by the National Guard during the pandemic. You could not get off the highway to come into our town unless you lived here for three weekends, but I forget. But this is the town where the Native Americans will come to shop and get supplies. So they ended up cutting barbed wire fences and driving right through people's properties. We didn't blame them. We looked sideways because they needed to get their food and their water. So Catholic Home Missions was so wonderful to us for the pandemic. I can't tell you. Catholic Home Missions helps our parishes with heat, because many parishes, the only time they can do catechism is in between Sunday Masses or after Sunday Mass. And so we need to have those adobe buildings and stone buildings warm. And so sometimes Catholic Home Missions helps literally with heat so people can come. Repairing roofs, because the intense weather here, we have monsoons in the summertime and extreme weather shifts in the wintertime, that the buildings are always in big repair. Catholic Home Missions has helped us with jail ministry, retreats for veterans. We have a lot of veterans. The Native Americans are very patriotic, and they very often go into the military. And so, but as you know, they need sometimes further help after they get back out. So Catholic Home Missions has helped us with that. They help form our diaconate lay ministry formation. The teachers that teach the diaconate aspirants and lay people come in from far distances of the diocese. Again, as our diocese is 55,000 square miles, and they have to stay the whole weekend. They never take their stipend, or they very rarely do. They just want to pay for gas, the teachers, because they know how poor we are. The Catholic Home Missions, of course, helps with the schools. They give teacher salary stipends and tuition to the Native American students or all across. It's never enough. We have a couple of schools that they barely make it. They barely make it without a lot of prayer. And yet they're so needed. During the pandemic, internet online studies that everybody went to was almost nil on the reservation. Near where I live in town, a school bus came in every day, and the kids sat on the school bus to have an internet access because they didn't have one at home. And even this past winter, it was so difficult in the winter. The muddy roads, the lack of infrastructure in our area caused a lot of the students to go back to online classes. Our Catholic schools were able to stay open. Those teachers, through the help of Catholic Home Missions, those teachers and the principal, once they got through the first onslaught of the COVID pandemic, when we all regrouped, there were ways of setting up classes. They had outdoor science classes. I sent a picture, I think, over of that. They had, Catholic Home Missions was allowed us to get supplies like those dispensers of antiseptic washes. And they were able to slowly get back into safe spacing education. And they continue now to help support our schools with funding for teachers that come from all over the country, stay a couple of years. It's a difficult area to serve. Stay a couple of years, and sometimes they move on, sometimes they stay. When I say it's a difficult place to serve, it's because of the distance between different towns and missions. And for young people who want to come to serve, if they're used to running down to get a coffee at the local coffee shop, that's not going to happen in this area unless you happen to be in one of the bigger towns. But in our schools, no, if they're teaching at the school. So it is difficult. It's difficult for priests to want to come to serve here, I think, too. And we need them. We need to get outside priests, because we have two lovely seminarians, but the Native American culture doesn't have a culture that believes in a celibate lifestyle. So we have deacons and we have a lot of Native American lay ministers, but we don't have a lot coming from the Native American cultures to be priests.
On that note, Kathy, what message would you have for someone who is considering how they will give, whether they will give to the Catholic Home Missions appeal?
Oh gosh. You know, having grown up on the East Coast, educated on the West, as well as family on the West, I don't think people realize in the United States we have such poor missions right here. We want to be generous because that's what our Lord calls us to be. But we actually have to be generous also at home, like Mother Teresa says, start at home, within your families, within your area. And this is the poorest diocese in the United States. There are other poor mission dioceses. Please give generously as you can to the poor here in our very home of the United States. And that's what I would, that second collection is really important to us. We are the poorest diocese in the United States. We smell like our sheep.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy, for joining us here on Catholic Current. May God bless you and all of the people of the Diocese of Gallup.
Thank you. Anytime, please.
And thank you for joining us for this edition of Catholic Current. You can find out more about Catholic Home Missions on our website at usccb.org. See you next week.